On the show today, we have American United Federal Credit Union's very own Matthew Tingey talking about how MBI and Laserfish have bridged the gap with their credit union, saving them thousands of hours a year in labor, just making their systems so much more efficient. Really, really cool stuff here from Matthew, so check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Mr. Matthew Tingey from American United Federal Credit Union. Matthew, how are you, sir?
I am good.
Great.
Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. Yeah, excited to talk about the topic that we're talking about today, is about how MVI, Laserfish have helped out your credit union, really, because we talked, pre-recording, we talked about how these folks have helped you save like literally thousands of hours in labor each year, and just all the really cool things that they've done for you over the years. So, but before we get started and talking about that, so what is it about both MVI and Laserfish and how they work together that really appeals to you guys and your credit union's goals moving forward?
Well, one of our main goals is to improve our processes. We call it total quality management.
Mm-hmm.
And we found that it's one of the best ways to achieve growth and profitability by being efficient.
Yep.
These tools really help us find more ways to do things more efficiently.
Mm-hmm.
They really kind of bridge the gap between some of our other software tools. They let our teams work in better collaboration. It really solves a lot of problems.
Mm-hmm.
And helps fill in gaps and really just make things, give us the opportunity to make things work the way we need them to in the most efficient way possible.
Gotcha. And so just kind of laying the foundation here, what are you using at MVI? What are you using at Laserfish? How do they work together to make things
sure.
more efficient at your credit union? Just kind of lay the foundation here.
MVI is a reseller of Laserfish products. That's one of their main things they do, is they sell the Laserfish products. But then in addition to that, they also make their own products, and they're very focused on credit unions. So they have things that help improve receipt processing and signing with members and gathering documents. For example, we've got these full color signature pads on the teller line with marketing on them. When you do a receipt, it pops up with details of the receipt instead of just a signature line, things
right
like
on.
That. So it really kind of helps improve that member experience and that staff experience just with everyday transactions.
Yeah.
So MVI is really good at that, about kind of filling those little niche requirements and needs of credit unions. Laserfish, on the other hand, is a very large suite of products. They're used all over the world by tons of industries. They're very popular with governments. They're very popular in the financial sector, like us. Their core product, the Laserfish repository, is at its most basic explanation, mm-hmm. a place to scan and store documents. But then on top of that, they've built over the years a lot of different tools to automate processes, collect information. So they've got things where you can scan a document and it automatically detects the info on the document and uses that to do metadata. They've got processes that can take information from databases or from documents or from a form and do automatic things with that and communicate between different systems. They've got a whole suite of software that lets you do forms to collect information from mm-hmm. your members or your employees or whatever you may need. And they're really good about building the framework so that you're able to come in. I kind of like to think of it like a house. They've built the foundation. They've built the walls. They've built the roof. You're just going to come in and decorate. And you get all the freedom to decorate exactly how you want to decorate, make it work exactly how you want. But you didn't have to do all that work to get the structure up. They did that for you. So that's where they're really good with that. And so you're able to take all of those pieces together and use those to build it almost exactly what you need
mm-hmm.
fairly easily
mm-hmm.
and meet requirements of your organization between maybe your core and your accounting system, mm-hmm. if it's separate, your databases or reporting systems, BI systems, any of those kind of things, you're able to use this to kind of bridge the gaps between those in quite a few ways.
Ah, and you segued perfectly to my next question, because we talked about bridging the gap with MVI, with MVI and Laserfish. So what do you mean by this? And then what does it ultimately mean for your credit union's performance to bridge this gap?
So every credit union is going to have a core, and they're going to have, different ways to get reports. They're going to have all these different tools, and sometimes they don't really quite meet all your needs. They don't really talk to each other. Where a lot of these tools are really handy is you can kind of put them in between and get them to work with each other. We're able to get a lot of information out of our core to trigger automated processes through Laserfish. Mm-hmm. And Laserfish has the tools to make that happen. So I'm able to take accounting information out of our core and make processes happen for our accounting department to achieve their goals. I'm able to take reporting information to report to our operations manager and other department managers as to information in the system that they need to track and know about and be reported on. We do a whole auditing and quality assurance flow through all the Laserfish tools, and it's able to talk to the core, talk to some other custom databases, get a little bit of information from our loan origination system, and kind of pull that all together, push it all together into one central place to streamline that process. So as our staff are doing those quality assurance reviews, those audits, whatever they need to be doing, mm-hmm. it makes it as easy and streamlined for them as possible, yeah. which makes their job more efficient, and that saves time.
Exactly. And that trickles down to membership being better served and creating those relationships that stick over time, I would assume, right?
Definitely.
Yeah, definitely. So let's talk about the thousands of hours of year that you guys have saved. So you mentioned that standardized of, the standardization of forms and workflows have saved your credit union thousands of hours a year. So can you explain the savings and the resulting benefits, what they are
sure.
to your credit unions? Maybe some examples as well?
So one of my favorite examples is actually one of the first things I did with Laserfish. And I've been with the credit union for 16 years. I've worked in every department. And at the time, I was actually running our collection department. And I was scanning a lot of documents every single day into the system that I had to document. And I realized, I've got dozens or hundreds of documents that are almost the same, that are going to locations that are almost the same, that have metadata that's almost the same. I wish there was a way to make this easier. And so that's where I started looking around for ways that you could automate or do kind of some batch processing, things like that. Mm-hmm. And that's where we started to come into these more expanded tool sets that Laserfish has to automate processes. And one of the first things I did is what we call our member document importer. And this allows staff to be able to take nearly any document that we need to get into the Laserfish repository. And whether they're scanning it or drag dropping it to import it, or they can actually print right into the repository. There's a couple other ways too. However they're getting it in, they're able to put this in one place, fill out a little bit of metadata about what that document is, and then the process takes it from there. And the process will check with our core to make sure that it does some quality checks, make sure things aren't erroneously labeled. It'll double check that like names and account numbers match so that things don't get lost. Mm-hmm. And then after it passes that quality check, it makes sure it has the metadata it needs for that type of document. So a loan would need a loan number, an insurance declaration might need a date, change of address is going to want a date and a good name on there. So it does some quality checks there based on the type of document. And then whatever that document is, it puts it wherever it's supposed to go in our folder structure. Mm-hmm. It puts the right metadata on it. It labels it. It names it. So it does several steps where, so now this employee just needs to worry about, I put the documents here. I fill out as much of this information as I can, and the system will take care of the rest. And now almost all our documents that go into the repository are consistent. Nice. They've got the metadata they need for us to track and find and do document retention rules. It's got, they're all named consistently. The folder structures are consistent. So all of that structure there, that's the some of the hardest part of making sure your documents are retained well and clean and organized, all of that's taken care of automatically.
Right.
And I recently did a look back to kind of see in the about 11 and a half years since I rolled this out, about how many documents have run through that. And it looks like we're running more than 100,000 documents a year through this tool. So I can easily see that in 11 years, we've probably put 1 million documents through this tool, knowing that they're all structured and labeled and laid out and organized exactly how we want. That's greatly increased consistency and accuracy, ability to find and track and report on those items. But then in addition to that, every one of those documents, the staff saved time because they didn't have to find where that needed to go, create that location if it didn't exist. You know, just how long it takes to create a folder and name it and make sure it's in the right place. They don't have to do any of that. They just put everything in one place, fill out some fields. They'd be filling out the fields anyways.
Right.
This just makes it saves that time of hunting down the right location. And when you're dealing with 10 documents, 20 documents, 50 documents, saving that step is a huge time saving. So it's hard to quantify exactly how much time we've saved, but I would easily say it's been thousands of hours over that decade of time.
Yeah, I think it's pretty easy to get to that number for sure, based on the volume that you guys are doing there. And is it, this might be an overstatement, but is it kind of a set it and forget it type of thing as well because of the automation that you guys have implemented in there? Or,
well, I mean, there are definitely parts of the system that you can set and forget sure. That particular example is a really very, the staff are working with it. It's waiting for staff input to make something happen.
Right.
But once they do that, they don't really have to worry about it. It goes where it needs to be. It's labeled what it needs to be. So they don't need to go make sure it worked or anything like that. But there are definitely lots of other processes that have taken on that maintenance step. You know, we've got all of our corporate card reconciliations and reporting is done through Laserfish. And instead of a member of our accounting department having to monitor that and track it and keep tabs and hunt down people and demand they give their receipts and stuff, the system takes care of it all. Nice. So it puts it out in front of the people that it needs to be in front of when they need to deal with it. And then the rest of the time, they don't need to worry about it. Another one that I really love, we've taken every one of our reports that we had where it's like, I look at this report every morning to make sure this didn't happen, this problem didn't happen, this data wasn't missing, this issue didn't arise. Most days that report's empty. So I'll maybe do that on 20 different reports and there might be one thing on there. And then when that one thing happens, I've got to fix it or I've got to reach out to somebody to fix it. And if I'm reaching out to somebody, I've got to make sure that I've got a note to follow up with them, you know, whatever I've got to do. We've taken all of those and moved them into a reusable process that we built that can be used for just about any issue that we want to track and report on. And it goes out and says, every morning, did this problem happen? And if nothing happened, there's no problem, it doesn't do anything. You never have to worry about it.
Love it.
Until it does happen. And then it pops right up and says, hey, this issue happened. This account got set up wrong. The setting got tweaked. This weird situation happened, you know, whatever it is we're trying to track. And it'll alert an employee on what they need to do. And it'll give them some guidance on the recommended course to correct it that we've just kind of programmed in there. If they want to send that to an employee to fix it, if they want to send it to the manager of that employee to do some training, if they want to send it to our internal auditor, they're able to just route that automatically. A recent example of this, we had an employee who had left our employment. And there's a funny little quirk in our system where there's this secondary requirement that most staff aren't involved in. But if we don't remove those permissions when we disable that user, it kind of causes some problems down the road for other users. And so we built the system to check the core and say, hey, are there any disabled users that still have this setup? If there are, you go clear them out. Instead of having to check a report every morning for that, or you know, having this huge checklist of things that absolutely have to be done when that employee is disabled and the world ends if I forget to check it, it just checks every morning and says, is this there? It found this issue recently. I went in, cleared out the setting, added one sentence of notes, and the whole thing took me less than 2 minutes.
Oh my gosh.
And we've done that for 70, 80, 90 different processes and reports across a dozen different departments. And that's great for a kind of set it and forget it, because I don't have to worry about that particular little bug that kind of happens when disabling a user until it happens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it happens one out of every 30 maybe employees, because there's only 4 or 5 employees that have this setting. It's hard to remember to do that when I, you know, when the employees that are leaving more often, like tellers, never have it. I never have to worry about that. When that rare employee has it, the system just reminds me.
Gotcha.
And makes it as easy as possible to make that change and document that I made the change. So it's really great on that. That kind of stuff is very good for a set it, forget it, time saver, reminders, automated reports. There's so many different things you can do with these tools. It's just, what if you can imagine it, you can probably do it.
That's good to hear. Good to hear. I want to switch gears a little bit here to the pandemic, obviously. So we're a lot of us are slowly emerging from the last 12 months of craziness here. So did you guys discover anything within MVI and Laserfish that really helped you get through that time, especially as we all worked in kind of in a remote environment? And if so, what did you guys discover, and has it, and will it stick, and has it stuck?
Well, the great thing that I found as we got into the pandemic and we started switching to more remote users and things like that is that we had a lot of tools already in place that were already built to handle all this stuff. Whereas a lot of the other places, you know, I've heard stories and talked to some friends and stuff where they've said, you know, Laserfish was great. It helped us solve all these problems and fix all these issues that arose. Whereas I kind of came into it and said, you know, we definitely had our own problems and issues, but we already had a lot of stuff in place because we had spent years working and building these things in. And so when we needed an accounting process to automatically route between employees without somebody having to walk paper around the office, we already had that built. We already had that done. So, you know, I definitely see that it has greatly benefited us. But I wouldn't say that it was something that we rolled out in response to COVID. It was things that we had that we already kind of had in place.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of stories like that where the timing was impeccable, where they just implemented some piece of technology where if they hadn't done it before the pandemic hit, they would have been just really up a creek. But the timing, and it sounds like this is what you guys experienced as well. You guys had already implemented a lot of these processes and procedures and time-saving stuff there that really helped out during the pandemic. Whereas if you didn't, it might've been a different story.
We kind of doubled down our relationship a little bit with Laserfish and MBI at the end of 2016 and added more products from both of their suites. And so I've been spending years trying to build up a repertoire of tools and automation and forms and things to deal with all of that stuff. And so come the beginning of 2020, we already had a few years of work into that, but I've talked to a lot of people that was like, you know, I never really had good adoption of these products with our teams. And then suddenly everybody was home and they needed ways to communicate. They needed ways to pass things around. And I was able to finally get that adoption. And it's great. I love hearing those stories from those friends. But I also loved that we kind of already had it in the bag and we're ready to go at that point.
Yeah, no doubt. So having said that, what are some of the goals that you guys have in store for the rest of this year and moving forward, you know, in working with MVI and Laserfish?
So, you know, one of my favorite parts of the environments is the ability to make forms, you know, that we can collect information. But most of our forms so far have been employee facing. So they help our accounting department. They help our collection department. They help our auditors. You know, all the departments have forms that are helping them. We don't really have a lot of member facing forms. And that's the next piece I really want to bridge, is getting, and MVI has some tools that help make that happen and help make that possible. And Laserfish has some good tools as well. And so my next big goal is tackling those pieces and the kind of reach for the moon kind of stuff. You know, I've got in beta right now, I've got my first member facing form that the teller or loan officer or contact center agent that's working with that member is able right on the form to say, hey, this form, the person standing in front of me, I want to do the signature pad. Or they're over the phone, I want to send it to DocuSign and have that DocuSign to them. Or whatever process they need to follow with that, it's all built into this one process. And things like the signature pad, instead of just saying, hey, sign here, it actually says, here's the details of the form that you're signing. Here's the disclosure for the form. Now, please go ahead and sign in. So it gives them just making best use of the signature pads with the DocuSign integration. It will actually take that form, fill out the template of the form, automatically send it to the member. And then when that form comes back, it'll automatically pull it back into the Laserfish mm-hmm. process. Mm-hmm. From the employee's perspective, they just have to click six or seven things to make that happen. And it just takes care of it. Whereas in the past, they would have had to take that form, pull it into DocuSign, pick layout, you know, just do a couple layouts, mark where the signatures go, type mm-hmm. in the address. This is on top of having already filled out the form. This kind of does it all in an integrated manner. And then when that form comes back, it just feeds right back into the system automatically. So that's the next big thing that I'm hoping to make happen is these member facing things where regardless of what channel that member is coming to us, we've got a way to, as much as possible, streamline that collection of information and documents mm-hmm. that we need to do with them so that it's as easy as possible on our staff and as easy as possible on our members.
Yeah, all about the member experience. That is for sure. That's what sounds like that's what you guys are aiming for. A lot of folks out there are aiming for as well. So, and you guys are on your way for sure. Anything else to wrap up, Matthew? I know you got a lot of work on your plate, but I want to keep you from that. So, anything else to wrap up here?
Well, you know, probably just the thing I would say is anybody can do this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Some of it, I mean, like the last thing about the DocuSign and stuff, that's probably one of the most complex things I've ever done. But you don't start there. The first thing, I mean, when I talked earlier about our importer and it's gone through several revisions, but when that started, it was pretty simple. It was just fill out these fields and it'll move the stuff where it needs to go. Mm-hmm. It didn't start out with all the stuff of checking with our core to make sure everything was good and, you know, reporting back errors to the users. It was very simple. And it grew and it changed and it evolved. So, you know, that's the biggest thing is with the right tools, anybody can do whatever they need.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And the tools are out there. So, and you guys have shown it and proven it, you know, working with MVI and Laserfish that you put those tools to work, man, things are great. Even during a pandemic. So
for sure,
things can work and work really, really well. And your members can be served extremely well. And then word travels and your credit union's value goes through the roof. So it all trickles down to all of that. So, well, we appreciate the time that you've given us today, Matthew. Congrats on the success of using these tools to the benefit, not only the benefit of your staff, but the benefit of your members as well. So it's, I love stories like this, where you really utilize these technology tools to the fullest and get a little creative at some point as well too. So it's I love stories like this. A lot of fun.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. Keep up.